This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Gotta wait, write it down, therealside.com. Once you get there, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there that you you can get involved and engaged with. Seriously, I mean, look, we have all kinds of writers up there. They write about all kinds of issues. And at least, if you stop up there, you can let our writers know what you think, or not think of their stuff, you know. You can get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that we've been taught to hate, all the stuff that you've been taught, not me, but you've been taught to be fearful of, right, the people you don't need to be around, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? It's okay. No, seriously, it's okay. Get the book. Find out that the labels at the left, the people who don't want to use labels, have given us. Find out the labels mean absolutely nothing. Like I said to you, years ago, if you were called a bigot, come on, some of you with me here, if you were called a bigot, it made you a little nervous, didn't it? You do a little checkup to see where you're at and what you're saying and what leads people to believe that you might be a bigot or a racist or one of the multiple phobes. Now what's happened is the left has grabbed those words and run with them. The left has taken those words and taken them to a whole different level of meaning that they mean nothing. I should say a whole different level of meaningless. But they actually do mean nothing at this point in time. And I wish I didn't have to say that. But, come on. Think about everything they call you. Every hate, fear-monger, hate-monger, child haters, woman haters, people haters, air haters, ground haters, water haters. Man, I got to have a field day with all the haters or the hating that they say we do. Anyway, President Trump went to spoke at a commencement speech at Liberty University this week or weekend. And I thought it was hilarious. And I'm surprised they were allowed to get away with it. But I'm not mad. But a lot of the graduates were wearing baseball caps that said Make America Great Again, the red caps. Now, the color isn't part of the color of the school. One fella has a Make America Great Again cap pinned to the top of, what do they call that, the regular graduation cap, mortarboard, whatever it is. And it's one place. Now, what are you going to do? You going to call these kids crazy? You're going to say they're all ingrates, they're all racist, they're all homophobe, they're all whatever, haters? Is that really what you're going to say? Now, Trump spoke at Liberty University, right? He blasted critics, especially those who were upset later on, who were upset about those kids wearing the hats. You know, and I don't know. I look at this. Let me see. Yeah, I look at this, and I look at what's going on, and I say, when are they actually going to figure out that he's here to stay? They're not going to drive him out. He's not going to give up that easy. Right? I mean, he's not going to walk away from this. He's not going to give up that easy. So he was awarded a doctorate of law during the ceremony, which probably made the libs even more crazy. Several Liberty graduates who wore the Make America Great Again were just excited to have him as their speaker. Now, liberal media won't show the speech. They won't talk about it. They won't do anything. If you think about this, though, I wonder how much they paid him to do this. Right? You think they had to pay him, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000? Because, you know, very few Dems give any kind of speeches for free. I don't know. I don't want to beat this to death, but I just thought it was great that a bunch of young people were excited. Instead of trying to throw out a conservative or even a liberal or a moderate, you know, instead of them trying to throw out anybody but a hardcore left-wing progressive loon, they were allowed to have, they were excited to have the president there. They were excited that he was part of their graduation. They'd be able to say that he spoke at their graduation ceremony. So anyhow, you know, I would love to meet those kids and just give them kudos. There is a lot, it looks like there might be a class action lawsuit going around. And it ain't against the Republicans. It ain't against a candy manufacturer. But it looks like the DNC is facing a class action lawsuit for lying, cheating, and the treatment of candidate Bernie Sanders. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has also been named in the complaint. What they did was to conspire to make Hillary Clinton the guaranteed winner of the nomination. Well, you can't do that. It's supposed to be an open... wait a minute. Well, you know, you realize, though, just come to the only thought, just came to my head, that when all that stuff went down with the DNC, with the email server, what they said, they never really denied it. Did you notice that? Now, the national media has ignored this story. They're not giving it any coverage. The DNC lawyers basically said that they don't need any rules. They will pick the winner in the back, any winner they want to, whoever the Clintons choose. I mean, whatever they choose. So, and it's not going to get any better for them. They don't seem to be able to pull it together and really come to a consensus as to how they should be run. Well, I guess they have. Their consensus is whatever the Clintons want, then whatever the Obamas want. I don't know if the Obamas are going to be as much of an influence as some people think they're going to be. I'd like to know what you guys think. So on May 12th, CBS reported that there's another class action lawsuit. And if you want to know more about that, you're going to have to go up to the website and find out more about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Hang out with us. There's a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, if you want to know stations, times, that kind of thing, head up to the website, my website, and check out the shows. There's all, look at, go through all the tabs. You need to learn as much as you can about the show. You'll get stations and times, that kind of thing. If you want to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you'll find out that you don't need to hate. All those labels that the left says that it doesn't like labels, well, not when it comes to us. I mean, it's really that simple. Anyway, my guest is Dr. Lomero, and he's the author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's also the author of four books and is a popular TV and radio talk show guest. God, I'm in it, and I don't know how to say it. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me today. Appreciate your time with me.
Great to be talking. talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. The tongue and lip aren't working yet today. And you also wrote a book called Great News for America. It's a about the critical presidential election of 2016. You know, and you called it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had the long-term trends correct that it would be a conservative person elected. And while Trump may not be officially a conservative, you look at his policies, you look at his list of Supreme Court potential nominees, he's a conservative from everything he's doing, protecting us on the border as best he can without the help of Congress, and on. He's really trying to do a conservative job. And we're moving into, and the book talked about, a new American constitutional era. We're moving into a time where conservatism, believe it or not, is going to move much farther ahead and move the country much farther ahead. We're going to have a supermajority of conservatives on the Supreme Court. I think Justice Kennedy will be retiring next month at the end of the term. I think Ginsburg is going to retire shortly thereafter if she can wake up long enough on the bench.
to sign her name to the resignation letter, right?
Yeah, exactly. She's got to stay awake to resign or retire. And I think things are going good. I think that we're seeing the last desperate gasps of the left-wing lunatics, the people who are off the deep end, who will not go along with the country becoming conservative. They want us to become a socialist country like Europe, and Americans have rejected that over and over again. That's why they are in the worst position politically since the 1920s.
Yeah, I was gonna say that to you. Last time you were on the show, we talked about how you felt that we would get that supermajority or get that majority again in the Senate and Congress and what have you. And people scoff at me, even our own people scoff at me, because they're so concerned. They're looking at the town halls. They're looking at what's happening in the streets. The Dems are out there with some pretty nasty. You know, my piece this week is the first time I ever say that the problem with this country is the Democrats, period. End of discussion. And it's almost like they've had the psychosis just under the skin for the last 100 years, and all of a sudden with the election of Donald Trump, it's come to the surface. But what they're showing us, what mainstream media is showing us in the streets and what's happening, it's leading a lot of conservatives / GOPers to think that we're in a lot of trouble in the next election cycle. But you don't seem to believe that.
Not at all, no. In the 2018 election that's coming up, right now we're on target to have 61 or 62 Republicans in the next Senate in 2018. The Democrats have 25 seats to defend, 24 Democratic actual seats and one independent who lines up with them. So that's 25 seats to defend. Many of those seats are in states that were heavily pro-Trump and for his policies. And I think right now they are on track to lose big. The more they scream, the more they shout, the more they try to block the Trump, the more they try to make up stories that the Russians were involved in our election, for which there is absolutely none evidence that that's true. And that Comey was a big conspiracy to block the Russian investigation. I mean, their stuff is plain delusional, and the American people, for the most part, either ignore it or think they're delusional, either hurts them in the next election cycle. So we're going to continue to get more and more conservatives. Not only that, some of the Republicans who are more like establishment types who didn't really help Trump,
right,
they're going to fall by the wayside too, and they need to dust off their resumes when they don't get elected in the next Republican primary, because they're going to be challenged by many conservatives who are sick and tired of Republicans who go to Washington, pretend to be conservatives long enough to get elected, and then forget about it and just go back to fundraising for the next election.
Yep. Yeah, no, I see absolute. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to paint with that big of a broad brush, but I see very little support for Trump whenever things get hot. I really think that the GOPers, as you were saying, I think that some of these guys that get elected when we really see where they're at, when the heat is on with them, they go running. I mean, just look at when it came to Director Comey over the last week. Look at what some of these people that jumped on the bandwagon. I mean, the bottom line with this, if this guy goes, are we saying he's the The only reason that any investigation of the FBI is moving forward is because of the director. The director is the only person doing any work there. And some of these people have bought right into it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, not only that, but there are lots of reasons to get rid of him. Lots of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give you one reason.
Doctor, and the Democrats gave us lots of reasons to get rid of him, didn't they?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they do whatever, they say whatever is good for them at the moment. But I was going to mention that the Trump administration and Congress was particularly mad at Comey for not giving the detailed information on the unmasking. Now, you and I know there were about 2,200 unmaskings last year, which was an unprecedented number of unmaskings. And unmaskings, that is when they make a private American citizen their conversations public and
public, but
they reveal them to supposedly a limited number of people, and that there is detailed documentation. There is a process to do this. It's very detailed. And Congress asked Comey for the unmasking information, the 2,200 unmaskings last year. He was dragging his feet. He wasn't giving it to them. And you know what? That could be the basis of a real scandal, because the question with those unmaskings, especially of Trump's campaign officials and post-election when he won his transition team, you know, that brings up the question, was Obama involved in this election? Was he trying to help Hillary Clinton? And were some of the people in the Clinton administration getting those facts and that, you know, getting that information? That's a potential scandal much bigger and more explosive if a sitting president is trying to impact a next president's election or non-election. And I think Comey dragging his feet on that, dragging his feet on the leaks. There are a lot of significant leaks. And who did it? Who did that? I think that's a real scandal.
I need you to hold that thought, because I like what the road you were going down. So hold on. I'm Joe Messina. See, I listen and get, you know, carried away too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me get right back to him. You know, I've got Dr. Gerard Lamero on with me. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's also an author of four books and is a popular TV and talk show radio guest, radio talk show guest. I got to rewrite that. Because I can't speak English, apparently. I can't even read my own handwriting half the time. So, anyhow, his latest book, Great News for America. It's all about the 2016 election. And he called the results in the book. And now he's saying 2018, maybe even a bigger win for Republicans. I got to tell you, like I said before, and I know we're going to get back to Comey in a second. I can't tell you, when we talk about that on the show, how many GOPers tell me I'm out of my mind. So I get a really big kick out of saying that when you're with me.
Well, you know, back in October, one poll came out toward the middle of October that said Hillary Clinton was ahead by 12%. You might remember that poll. I won't mention names of which polling group it was. But it was a media-related poll, and they published it. I got on the air, and I told them, forget the polls. In fact, I wrote an article. I said, forget the polls, forget the experts, forget the media. Trump's winning this election, no question. And people said, "What? What are you drinking? You know, you know, what are you smoking?" And they just didn't believe me. They didn't understand. See, I come out of a background of doing computer modeling, you know, things right. like forecasting and stuff like that. And I saw that the polls were really using the wrong models underneath the polls. They take 1,000 and they project the whole country on it based on the underlying model. And I thought their models were wrong, just wrong. And so I did my own forecast based on my models, and I was much more accurate. I predicted he was going to get around, I think, 320 electoral votes. He got 305. And things like that. And by the way, every state Trump carried, I predicted he would carry.
Wow.
I did an individual state-by-state forecast for each state starting in October. Before that, I just did the big models, which said he was going to win. But I got to the real nitty-gritty models in October, and they were right. They were right. And I even got a email the next day, November 9th, from one of the major polling organizations, and it was from one of the top people, and they said, well, I guess you were right and we were wrong. I couldn't believe
wow.
they said that.
That's good. So let's get back to the Comey thing, though, because, you know, you and I were talking about that before the segment. And, you know, again, it's people are screaming about timing. They're screaming about there must be something sinister going on here, that kind of thing. And I just laugh and say, first of all, the FBI runs without a director. Okay, the FBI can run just fine for a while without him at the top. You had over 150 agents that are working on this. Nothing is going to slow down. Nothing is going to stop. And every little thing that they're screaming about, we're finding out as the day goes on or as the days go on that they're not quite true. Comey did not ask for more money for this investigation.
No, no, absolutely not.
Right? So tell us what you know about it and if you think this is going to hurt President Trump.
Well, first of all, the Democrats are saying anything. In fact, if anything comes out of the mainstream media now, you have to wait 2 days and give the other side a chance to, basically rebut the statements, because that statement that, you know, Comey had just asked for more money for the Russians, his deputy director and that basically said, no, that's not true. I never heard of any funding requests. We have all the funding we need. And other stories like that, too. In fact, they're happening all the time. You get a story out and you wait 2 days and you find out it was wrong. It is fake news. And I was laughing at one of the mainstream media TV networks where they had a commercial for the news, and they said, real news. And I thought, yeah, right. They even have to advertise it's real news. That's how fake it is.
Yeah, I got interviewed by CNN last week, and it was really funny because when the guy came up to me, he said he was with CNN. I said, oh, the fake news network. And he just kind of looked at me and said, come on, lighten up, buddy. You know, let's see what you do with my interview. So anyhow, it was just kind of funny, but I think he didn't expect to hear that outside of the White House kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So
anybody who's alive and alert knows that the stuff isn't true, because just wait a day or two. Don't get discouraged if you don't like a story, because there's a good chance it's fake, because there are literally a lot of fake stories. But is it going to hurt Trump? I think in the long run, no. I think Trump's going to win this battle. I think this is very much like the air traffic controllers and Reagan on a much bigger scale. I mean, the vitriol, the negativity, the attempts to smear Trump and his administration, much bigger now than against Reagan. But I remember Reagan firing all the air traffic controllers, and people went slightly nuts over that. But it worked out fine. He took care of the problem and moved on, and the same thing's going to happen here. Things are going to start falling in place. It's not a fast process. Anytime you change a big system, it's like moving an aircraft carrier. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make a quick turn. And that's what Trump is running into. The swamp is established. That's why we've been calling them the establishment. They've been in the business of getting reelected and not really caring about, you know, the debt that keeps running up, the little scandals here and there, maybe big scandals in some cases. In the former administration, they've been sort of winking and nodding, but Trump is not doing that. Trump went in there with a serious agenda, and while he's being roadblocked, he's taking actions and that. And in addition, he's not getting credit for the enormous amount of accomplishments he's making. Left and right, I will mention the obvious. We have now a conservative, originalist, pro law and order,
right?
Justice on the Supreme Court, added to the Supreme Court, and I think we're going to have another two pretty soon. And that in itself is going to have enormous impact. In addition, he has nominated, Monday, 10 more conservative judges to the federal judiciary. He has about 110, 120 more openings available through retirements and resignations, and he's going to start putting good people up and down the line, the district courts, the circuit courts of appeals. Boy, that's going to make a difference. You won't get the kind of wacko, you know, results from judges that we now get, especially in the Ninth Circuit. You know, within their jurisdiction, they certainly have a lot of strange justices, in my opinion.
Well, what I think it's really funny. Yeah, and what is it? It's the only court that's actually overturned their own ruling, which I think is hilarious. It is great. They get overturned almost 80% of the time.
90% of the time, their rulings are overturned by the Supreme Court.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's just.
And by the way, Trump's got a fix for that too.
Yeah.
He wants to break up, and others have suggested it, break up the Ninth Circuit into two circuits.
Yeah.
Because it actually is physically difficult to get a case through. It takes 15 months on average.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous.
Yep.
And it has grown so large since it was originally established, where there was very low population in those western states.
Yeah, and but you know what the left has done? The left has put up a headline that says Trump wants to weaken the Ninth Circuit, which I think is hilarious. I mean, weaken the Ninth Circuit? Are you serious? But again,
why not?
But my point is they make it look like it's a terrible, nasty thing, and he's trying to take more power, which is why I tell people all the time on our side of the aisle, you need to push back. I'm not saying you need to get in an all-out brawl, but you need to push back with people and do respond to your friends and loved ones who keep talking about this like it's a regime takeover by Trump. Apparently, they forgot the last 8 years, haven't they?
Yeah. And by the way, what's the matter with changing the Ninth Circuit? I mean, if they get 80% of their court cases overturned by the Supreme Court, they're not doing a good job. That's bizarre. And that's saying they're not following the Constitution. So, yeah, let's break them up.
Yeah.
And I think the proposal is that the Ninth Circuit would just contain California, Oregon, and maybe Washington and Hawaii, just about four states, and the rest would be a new circuit. And I'm not sure which number that one gets. It might be the 12th Circuit, the new number.
Oh.
That's been proposed, and I hope that goes through with that. But Trump has done things across the board, one thing after another. The regulations he's eliminating, making it easier for us to have energy and to be energy independent and have low-cost energy. Just allowing coal miners to work means that our electric bills aren't going to go up as much as they've been going up. And on and on and on. He's doing a great job, and he really needs to focus on important things like North Korea. And all they're doing is getting in the way and blocking him.
Yeah, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hit on that, and we're going to hit on the tax plan. You know, I'm sure you know about that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
That's what we need, a good guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And before producer Tammy starts hitting me with a bat, look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, and give me your email address. Okay, we send out one email a week. We let you know who the guests are going to be, topics we're going to discuss, that kind of thing. We also, up there, you can read the articles. I lost my train of thought, but read the articles. Okay, because we've got a lot of writers up there. I'd love for you to give them some input. Good, bad, listen, they got thick skin too. Good, bad, or indifferent, comment on the articles. And again, head up to the Facebook page, like it. Follow us on Twitter at therealside.com. And I always enjoy having the guest that I have on right now. And he's, I don't get him on that often. I got to get him on more often because I'm sure we could do 3 hours together. Dr. Gerard Lomero is on with me. He's an author, philosopher, economist, and engineer. He's authored four books. and is a popular TV and radio talk show guest. See, I did it right that time, right? Your new book, Great News for America, and you called the 2018 election. So, again, Doctor, thanks for being with me today.
You bet. It's good to be with you. It's always enjoyable.
Yeah, good. Well, good. Good. At least it's not painful, which is what I try not to make it. You know, the tax plan is coming through. I mean, everybody. Mainstream's already ripping it apart. They're already talking about how bad it is, and he's giving tax breaks. So, you know, it's the same mantra that they actually have rolled up on a piece of paper. They take it out every time a Republican wants to, change the tax code. So give me your thought. You know, you're an economist. Give me your thoughts on where, I don't know if you've looked at his plan or how deeply you've looked at his plan. Will it help, hurt? Is it going to give the rich more money and the poor less money?
Oh, well, you're right. As an economist and as a pro-growth economist, one who believes in economic growth is a good thing. I took an interest early and often, not only on the actual content, but also on the likelihood it'd be passed, also on the people involved in setting it up, because that gives you an idea too. And of course on the opposition, which you can expect from the Democrats who love socialism and don't like the free market. So, to answer your question, the bottom line for listeners is, if Trump's tax plan goes through, you're going to see 4% GDP growth every year starting in about 2 years. It takes about 2 years for the ship of state to really let all the engines build up and go to full steam, because it takes time for people to adjust their investments. It takes time for businesses to adjust, you know, their hiring and down the line. But eventually it all sort of comes together. In the era of Reagan, it took about a year and a half after his tax plan was passed that the boom started. And boy, was it a boom. 17, 18 million new jobs. I think we grew the economy back then the same size as the state of California during his administration.
Wow.
You know, in other words, there was so much growth, it created a new California worth of growth, which is enormous. And we will have the same sort of thing. The plan that's put together is a pro-growth plan. It involves tax cuts, especially along the manufacturing lines, which have outsourced jobs to other countries, offshored them, I should say, because our tax rates are so high that people would rather make their products elsewhere and even move their headquarters outside the U.S. to save taxes. So, you know, why send everybody to other countries, and why are other countries having better tax schemes, pro-growth schemes, than the U.S.? We should have the best tax schemes in the country. I should say, you know, the whole structure. And so I'd say those are good. I think his regulatory part of the taxing regime is tied to the regulatory, and his regulatory policies of eliminating two regulations for every one you create, you know, costing them out, getting rid of the worst ones that are creating or preventing people from starting new businesses. It's amazing. You know, the head of the CEO, founder of Home Depot said a while back, he said, I could not start Home Depot in today's regulatory climate. And the tax climate is so bad, too. So I think it's going to be great for the American people. I think we're all going to be feeling good. By the way, that's part of the reason the left is going to become very irrelevant very soon. Because when people are booming, their pocketbooks are heavier, their checking accounts have more zeros at the end, you know, people are happy. And they say, Democrats? What? What's this socialism? Who needs it? Take a look at Venezuela. I mean, the average person in Venezuela has lost 19 pounds because they're starving, unfortunately.
Well, apparently, you haven't read the pieces from the left, though, because the reason socialism doesn't work in those countries, you ready for this one, is because they don't implement it properly. Aren't you aware of that?
Well, that's what they always say. it never works, and they always have an excuse they didn't do it right.
Yeah.
But it never works.
Yeah, I've read article after article after article on how socialism and communism never really works because it's never actually implemented properly. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, how much do you have to drink in order to, you know, get to that point where you actually believe that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is implemented in certain places. North Korea, they're starving to death.
Yeah.
Cuba, it's an awful place to live. Venezuela, they're also starving and losing weight and going to garbage heaps to look for food. I mean, it's terrible when
unreal.
You don't have a market system to bring and deliver products to people.
Yep. Yeah, I read that and I really I'm amazed at the level of dishonesty where you're willing to throw people under the bus where you don't care really what's going on. And you know what I'm saying? You're willing to let people starve, and you think you're going to bring that to this country. For what reason? I still haven't figured out what is the upside for them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Friedrich Hayek, the noted economist in the 20th century, and the free market economist, I might add, wrote a book called The Fatal Conceit. And he traces socialism back to the idea in the heads of some socialists that think they've got the answers for everybody. It's the fatal conceit. It's conceit because they think they know better than millions of people buying and selling in a market, and it's fatal because people die from it. They die all the time. There are literally probably 125 million people who died in the 20th century due to socialism and communism. Communism is just a form of socialism.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at that. Okay, we've got almost 4 minutes left. Tell me what you think about the next steps for North Korea. I mean, I think I'm not the expert here, but I think we're going to have to get tough on him, really tough on him, to show him we mean business.
Well, I'll tell you, the latest provocation looks like not an ICBM missile that was launched, but an intermediate-range ballistic missile, and it went about between 400 and 500 miles, landed 60 miles off or away from Russia, which they're not going to be happy about.
No.
That means they can reach Russia. By the way, this was sent on a trajectory that was not meant to go the maximum distance, but it was meant to test the missile itself. And they claim it was meant to test whether or not they could hold a nuclear weapon on the top. If they held a nuclear weapon, now I'm not saying that one had a nuclear weapon, but if they have nuclear weapons at that level that is dangerous because that means it probably can hit Guam, Hawaii. They can probably hit west coast of the United States.
Wow. Yeah, it's always interesting to me how, you know, this was another one of Bill Clinton's deals. Remember that they weren't going to be able to get the nuke. They weren't going to be, you know, the deal that he made with them. They agreed to do so many things. And again, like the Iranian deal, it was over within months. I mean, weeks they were testing missiles in Iran. And it's just amazing. And it's amazing that we keep making the same mistakes over and over under a certain party, under certain presidencies, and people still don't see it. Or maybe they just don't know about it. I don't know.
Well, ignorance is bliss sometimes. They don't know about it. They think everything's fine. But in the meantime, bad actors are doing bad things. And Iran is also doing bad things. But I think, to stick with the topic of North Korea,
yeah.
I think this was a serious provocation. And I think that assets are still being put in place to take action. And I think that if there is no back down on North Korea's side very soon, I think you may find another attack, although this attack is going to be much bigger than what Syria saw. Syria got one Air Force base, you know,
right.
Hit, a lot of, you know, planes hit, that sort of thing, fuel dumps. But this is going to be much bigger because we would probably take out the nuclear facilities, the submarine fleet. You know, they have a lot of facilities, the missiles, and we also have to take out the artillery just north of South Korea. And I think it would be done massively in a couple of days. They wouldn't have a chance to strike back at South Korea. I think that would go first, the artillery that would be aimed. Because Seoul, Korea has 10 million people. You know, they have subways, skyscrapers.
Sure.
They would have a lot of damage with the current configuration of artillery.
We've got a very short period of time left. Quickly, will China and Russia join in on pushing back on North Korea?
Well, I think they both are pushing back. The question is, can they control this guy, or will they take him out? They could take them out and replace them with some pater. That would be preferable to a nuclear, well, it wouldn't be a nuclear war, but it would be a conventional war that
could be problematic.
And gets injuries.
Doctor, tell people where they find you real quick.
GreatNewsForAmerica.com.
Great News for America. Always a pleasure. Always have a good time when you're on with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You listen to The Real Side.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?